Surah Al-Isra, verses 85 to 93.
Legitimate prophet or not? The question about the nature and reality of the soul, of the ruh, was posed by the Quraysh at the suggestion of the Jews of what was then known as Yathrib, the Jews of Medina. So before Islam, it was known as Yathrib. So we commence with ayah number 85. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك عن الروح. And in order to test you, they question you about the reality of the ruh. قل الروح من أمر ربي قل الروح من أمر ربي. So tell them that they should simply understand that the ruh is something that comes into existence by the command of my Lord. What is the human ruh, or the ruh which is given to any living thing? It is some existence by the command of Allah. And as for a detailed understanding of it, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have been given very little knowledge. You have been given very little knowledge according to the level of your understanding. Similarly, the knowledge that has been given to you pertains only to things which are essential for you to know. As for grasping the reality of the ruh, it is not essential knowledge for you. If you don't understand what the ruh is, it does not affect you in your deen or dunya or akhirah. It is not essential knowledge. And it is also above your level of understanding. So it has not been divulged to you. What is the human ruh? It is beyond your comprehension. So it is something that exists by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go to the next passage, ayah 86 and ayah 87. The revelation of the Qur'an in particular, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَى. And revelation of this response regarding the ruh establishes the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next passage recounts the favor of Allah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by retaining this wahi for him. So he has been given wahi and it is retained for him. The fact that wahi was sent to him and that it was retained for him affirms his prophethood. So he should reflect on this blessing and rejoice about it, instead of being consumed with grief about the opposition of the disbelievers. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا إِن شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Had we wished, we could have taken away that which we have revealed to you. لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. We could have taken away that which we have revealed to you, leaving no trace of it in your memory, nor any written record of it. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. Then you would find no protector for you against us to restore that wahi to you. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ. Except that it is granted and preserved for you by the sheer mercy of your Lord. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ. إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا. Surely his grace upon you is tremendous. So recall this favor of prophethood and rejoice about his grace, and do not be consumed with grief about anyone's opposition to your prophethood. The next ayah, ayah 88, highlights the miraculous nature of the Qur'an, of the wahi sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the Qur'an remains an unchallenged miracle. قُلْ لَإِنْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُ. Say, tell them, if all humans and jinn throughout the ages اجْتَمَعَتْ, gathered together, عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, gathered together to produce the likes of this Qur'an, لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ, they would never produce the likes of it, وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا, however much they helped and supported one another to do so. So if the combined resources of human and jinn are unable to challenge the Qur'an, what about individual efforts? We go to ayah 89. Despite the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being established through the miraculous Quran, many other miracles and irrefutable evidence, the disbelievers remain opposed to him and his message. This features in the next ayah. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. And we have repeated valuable content, mathal, in this Quran in multiple ways so that people would understand the truth. فَأَبَىٰ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. But most of them persist upon denying and rejecting it. The next passage depicts the defiance of the polytheists, ayah 90 to 93. They demanded to witness certain miracles if they were to believe in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A response to their strange demand is given at the end. وَقَالُوا, and despite your prophethood being adequately established by the miraculous Qur'an, they declare, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكْ, we would never believe in you, حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا, we would never believe in you until you make a spring flow for us from the land of Makkah, which has a great scarcity of fresh water. If you show us this miracle, fresh water supply in Makkah, we will believe. Number two, أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ, or until you have a garden, مِن نَخِيلٍ, of date palms and grapevines of your own, in a barren land of, in this barren and uncultivable land, if you can show us a miracle that in this land of Makkah, which is barren, you have date palms and grapevines and a garden of this, فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا, and you cause many little streams to flow amidst it, then we will believe. Oh, تُسْقِطَ السَّمَا, number three. Or until you cause the sky to fall down upon us in pieces, كَمَا زَعَمْتَ, as you have claimed, and which is stated in certain verses of the Qur'an, how the adab, wa ta'ala, came upon the kuffar. If you show us something like that, أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا, or you produce Allah and the angels before us, قَبِيلًا, face to face, so that we may see them before us. Number five, أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ, or until you have a house made of gold, أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ, or you ascend to the heaven right before our eyes, and we see you. وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ, and we will never believe in your ascension, حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُ, we will never believe in your ascension until you bring down to us a document which proves that you have ascended and which we are able to read, verifying your ascension. Tell them, قُلْ, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي, tell them, in response to their unreasonable demand, Subhana Rabbi, glory be to my Lord, my Allah, Hal kuntu illa basharan rasula, I am but a human being sent as a messenger. It is beyond my capacity to fulfill your demands. As for the reason why miracles that are demanded to be shown are not shown, it has been explained early on in ayah 59 of the surah. This is a brief summary of this ruku. Let us recite it and do the tilawa. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا ولئن شئنا لنذهبن بالذي أوحينا إليك ثم لا تجد لك به علينا وكيلا إلا رحمة من ربك إن فضله كان عليك كبيرا قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا ولقد صرفنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل فأبى أكثر أكثر الناس إلا كفورا وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا